for you, Lord, to teach us.
我们今天盼望您，我们渴望您教导我们。
Lord, you said that the Lord Jesus said that you would send another Comforter, the Spirit of Truth.
因为您应许给我们一个保惠师，就是真理的圣灵。
Lord, we have the Spirit of Truth in our hearts today.
今天我们就有真理的圣灵在我们的心里。
Now, Lord, too, we have the Word of Truth as we find it in the Scriptures.
也求您在圣经里启示那真理的话语。
So, Lord, we would pray that you would open up our understanding.
也盼望您开我们的理解。
Those things that you freely give us, Lord, we pray we might receive.
也盼望您的白白赐给我们的话语，我们能够接受。
So, Lord, we pray your Holy Spirit might teach us this morning.
求您的圣灵今天教导我们。
We're completely dependent upon Him.
我们完全依赖他。
And so, Lord, now as we open your word, we pray our hearts might be open too to your message.
当我们打开这本书的时候，也盼望我们的心是能打开。
And we just give you thanks now, O God our Father, in Jesus' name.
我们天上的父啊，我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Well, as you can see on the board, I've put down what we were looking at last week.
因为我们在黑板上呢，我们把上一周我们讲的三个点呢又写了一遍。
Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to have a final exam.
我们今天呢可能做一点期中测试，期末测试。
We're going to test to see how well you learned your lessons from last week.
我们来看看大家有没有明白上一周讲的内容啊。
No, what it is, last week we went over this fairly quickly, but we didn't give you any real examples or too many examples.
不是，跟大家解释一下，就是上周我们讲的比较框架性，所以没有给出一些具体的例子。
So today we're going to have a little exercise.
所以我们今天会做一点例子的练习。
And we're going to look at the scriptures themselves.
然后我们看一段一段的经文做例子。
So this is going to be like Bible school.
就像一个圣经学校一样。
Anybody that doesn't like school, you can come back later.
不过谁现在不愿意上学校的课，就下次再来了。
I give you that choice today.
今天可以有这个选择。今天我们向学校做一点练习哈。
I know when I was a boy, I didn't like school at all.
我在孩子的时候，我都不喜欢上学了。
I always was looking out the window and seeing what the birds were doing.
我总是看窗外，看那个鸟在干啥。
And my teacher always accused me of daydreaming.
所以我老师总是说我，你没事老做白日梦干什么？
Well, we have all the windows closed, so nobody can do that.
所以我们今天把所有窗子都关上了，大家做不了白日梦了。
Okay, well, today we'd like to look at some of these things. You'll notice the first thing is that last time I talked about the three aspects of salvation.
所以上一周呢，我们讲到救恩的三个方面。
And it's true that that's a word that's a little obscure. Rather, we have three tenses. We understand verb tenses, don't we?
所以呢，方面这个词呢，可能太总括了。所以我们更精准一点呢，就是救恩的三个时态。
And so the word salvation is used in different tenses, past, present, future.
所以呢，有过去、现在和将来的三个时态。
So maybe this is a better way to describe that.
所以更精确的一个描述方式呢，可能用时态会好一些。
Now, first of all, what does salvation mean? Who can tell me what salvation means?
那首先呢，谁能告诉我救恩是什么意思呢？救恩。
Not everybody at once, though.
Yeah, just one at a time.
这是第一条。
She said the first one.
从罪的审判。
Well, what does salvation mean? The word, just to be saved. What does salvation mean? What does the word mean? Apart from all this.
他说不算这里面。
不算这里面。
就是这个词怎么解释？你们会怎么解释？
救
赎。救恩。
救恩或救赎。
救你，或行生，能行生命给我们，给我们生命。
Life.
我是个罪人，需要救赎。
I'm a sinner. We need to be saved.
Okay. Do you ever use the word salvation in any other context?
你在其他的上下文里，在你的对话里有没有用过救恩这个词？
Okay.I want you to look at Acts chapter 27.
我们先看一段经文啊，就是《使徒行传》。
Look up Acts chapter 27, verse 30 and 31.
使徒行传的二十七章三十和三十一节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 30 and 31.
27.
Acts 27. Sorry, Acts 27.Chapter 27, verse 30 and 31.
30和三十一节。使徒行传的二十七章，三十和三十一节。新约使徒行传。
Okay, what does that mean? Does it have anything to do with sin?
这个什么意思呢？这个是不是跟罪有什么关系啊？好像没有啊。No.
Nothing to do with sin, does it?
对，这次好像这个上下文里跟罪没有关系。
There is salvation from what?
这得救从哪里得救啊？
Drowning, right?
淹死嘛。
Is that right?
从淹死的危险里得救嘛，是不是？
They were in danger of drowning.
他们在什么危险里？他们在有可能船沉了淹死。
They were perishing.
他要死了。
So, salvation, it's a very general term.
所以救恩是一个非常宽泛的定义。
Saved, you could say I caught the bus early and I got saved from being late to work.
你可以这么用这个词，你说我赶上了那早班车，这样的话呢，我从迟到里被救出来。
The word means to deliver from.
所以这个词呢是从一个境况一个困境里被救出来。
It also means safety. It also means it has a meaning wholeness to be made whole to be made complete.
也有这个意思是安全，也有这个意思是完全。
So, salvation then, you have to look at what? You have to look at the context. Right?
救恩呢，你要看上下文的，对不对？
Context is very, very important when we study the scriptures.
所以上下文的在读圣经的时候还是很重要的。
So, when you...This applies not only to the word salvation, but anything in the scriptures. If there's something you don't understand, read the whole context. Who is talking? Who are they talking to? What went before? What comes after? And you get a clearer picture of what the scriptures say.
所以，不单是在圣经里啊，救恩。这个词啊，就是所有的这个场合，我们都是非常重要。就是谁对你这个话是对谁说的，在什么背景下，什么样的环境里啊，这个就是上下文。
See what in the example that I gave you, the context is they're on a boat.
所以在我们刚才看的这两节经文里呢，这个上下文就是在一艘船上。
There's a huge storm.
有一个大的风暴。
And the ship is in danger of going down with everybody on board.
然后船要沉了，那每一个在船上的人都有生命的危险。
So when Paul talks about being saved, he talks about being saved from drowning.
所以当保罗在这里说得救，就在说从淹死的溺水的危险里救出来。
Okay, but in the scriptures the commonest use is to be saved from sin.
在圣经里呢，我们最常讲到救恩的这个上下文呢，就是指着从罪中救出来，这个是。
That is to be delivered from sin.
就是从罪中呢，从罪中把它拿出来了。
To be made whole from the effects of sin.
也是我们在罪的后果里呢，变得完全。
And so you can see that the word is a very broad word. I don't know what it's like in the Chinese, but it's a word that's used in all kinds of situations.
所以这是一个非常宽泛的词啊，那在很多的场合都用。
So there's again context, context, context.
所以呢，我们总是要先强调上下文，上下文。
All right. I'm going to give you now a little exercise.
现在我们给大家一点练习。
I'm going to quote a scripture. You're going to look it up. And you're going to tell me whether it's in the past, present, or future.
好，我现在给大家一些经文，大家自己去找。找到以后呢，你来告诉我到底是三个里面的哪一个。
But first, I'm just going to review each one of these lines.
那我们先做一个回顾，这三个到底是什么？
The first is to be saved from the penalty of sin.
那第一呢，是从罪的审判或者惩罚中救出来。
What happens? What does it mean? The penalty of sin.
罪的惩罚是什么意思？
Death, yes, that's the result of it, but there's something more.
死亡的确是，但是比这更多。
But in this context, what's the penalty?
在这个上下文里，惩罚是什么？
You can't. Well, if no one will, Jeep will. I know that. He was always a good student. So what is the penalty?
审判他。对，惩罚的确就是最接近的意思，就是审判。
Well, you park your car, but you forget to put money in the meter.
比方说你停车，但是你没有交那个停车费。
And you come back and there's a nice letter on your windshield.
然后你回来发现你车窗上面有封信。
It says the penalty for parking with no money in your meter is going to be $135.
说呢，哎，你没有去交停车费，要罚款135块钱。
That's the penalty.
这就是惩罚了。
In other words, sin puts us all under judgment. We're all condemned because of our sin.
所以这就意味着呢，罪其实把我们放在一个被定罪的状态里啊。
And eventually we die.
所以最终这个结果的确就是我们就死了。
And when we die, we have to go into judgment.
然后我们死了呢，死后我们都要接受审判的。
In Hebrews it says it's appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment.
就像希伯来书说呢，人人都有一死哈，死后且有审判。
But you forgot to put your money in the meter.
但是你忘记付停车费了。
But there was a friend of yours saw the meter, saw your car and looked at it and said, There's no money in it. I better put some money. He put some money in it.
然后呢，你走的时候呢，你没有付停车费，没有放到那个码表里去放钱。这时候呢，你走了，你的一个朋友刚好路过，看见你的车，然后看着码表呢，上面没有付钱，他说：“哎呀，我最好帮他付一下。”
So what happened? Even though you didn't put the money in, your friend put the money in and saved you from the penalty that you would have.
所以这时候发生什么呢？你的朋友虽然你没有付， 但是你的朋友把钱放到马表里，把你从审判和惩罚中救出来，这就是一个特别明显的例子。
We could say we're saved from the judgment of sin as well. That's another word.
所以呢，第一个时态呢，我们可以说是罪的惩罚，也可以说是罪的审判。
Because the Lord Jesus took our penalty. He paid the price for our sin. He took it, our judgment upon Him.
所以我们的主呢，他担当了我们的惩罚，他在一切罪上呢承担了那惩罚，我们就可以免除。
And the moment you believe in the finished work of Christ, you are saved from the judgment, from the penalty, from the price of sin.
所以当你信靠耶稣基督的那一刻，你就从一切罪的惩罚审判中被救赎出来。
And that only happens once when you first believe.
所以这只是一次发生的，是什么呢？就是你信的那一刻就发生了。
And we have another word here. It's called justification.
那我们有一个神学的词呢，常把这个叫做什么呢？叫做称义。
And that justification means that not that you are becoming righteous, but that you are declared by God to be righteous.
所以称义呢，不是单单是说你成为义的哈，是在神眼里，神宣称你是义的，就是审判官说你是义的了。
And so under the law, your friend paid your penalty. He paid the price, didn't he?
所以在律法下呢，你的朋友付了那个停车费。
And by the law, you were justified because the meter was paid.
所以按照法律来看呢，你是义的，为什么？因为马表里有钱呢。
So justification means that God declares you righteous. He says you are righteous.
所以呢，称义的意思就是审判官说这个人是义的，为什么？因为马表里有钱，所以他就是义的。
Not that we are righteous.
不是说我真的就是我靠着自己的行为是义的。
But in God's eyes, He says.You're righteous.
是在神的眼里，在审判官的眼里啊，他是义的。为什么？因为马表里有钱。
Because the question was, when did Abraham become righteous?
所以的问题呢，那亚伯拉罕什么时候称义的
？And the scripture says that Abraham believed God, and God imputed righteousness to him.
所以圣经上说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算作他的义啊。
So justification is the act whereby God declares the sinner righteous by faith in the that Christ has paid the penalty of sin.
所以称义这个词是有准确的定义的。定义就是呢，当一个罪人信靠耶稣基督，接受他的救赎的那一刻，在神的审判里，他就被算作义人，这就叫称义。
Now, this may be new to some, but its doctrine is very good to establish you in the faith.
所以这个很可能对在座一些人会比较新哈，这个概念，但是这就是圣经的教义了，所以这个是我们信心建立的一个基石。
So this happens in the past once.
所以这件事发生的是在过去一次做完的。我们信的，是信的人就在过去嘛。
Now, as many of you have found out, you look back and you say, my sins have been forgiven. But I still find I'm sinning.
Yeah. 所以我们在座很多基督徒都会有这个感受，那是我在信的那一刻呢，我得救了，我称义了。但是呢，我之后我还是会犯罪啊，我回望我的这个生活，我还是常软弱的。
I find that My faith is weak sometimes, and I'm not trusting God.
我也发现我的信心很多时候是很软，我没有信靠神。
Other times I get angry at my teenagers.
有的时候我会对我的十几岁的孩子发脾气。
And, or my husband or wife.
或者对我的太太先生发脾气。
So we find that there's still sin within us.
所以我们发现我们里面还是有那罪的。
But there's a greater power, the Holy Spirit, working within us.
所以有一个很强的力量啊，就是圣灵是在我们里面做工的。
And we have a great high priest at the right hand of God who has never failed.
所以我们有一个大祭司，在高天的大祭司，他永不失败。
And so day by day he is saving us from the power of indwelling sin.
所以呢，一天又一天，他把我们从那里面的这个罪性里啊救出来。
That sanctification.
这就叫做成圣了。
Now, I guess what we should do is we should look at examples of this. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5:21.
看哥林多后书五章二十一节。
2 Corinthians 5:21, and Long will read that out for us.
哥林多后书五章二十一节。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So we read here that he was made sin for us, right?
所以我们都知道，在第一个意思里面呢，耶稣替我们成为罪，对不对？
Where he took the penalty of our sin upon himself.
所以他把罪的审判惩罚放在他身上。
And God on the cross judged him for my sin.
神呢在十字架上呢是被因为我的罪而被审判。
So it says he has made him to be sin who knew no sin, the innocent one, that we might become that he might, what is it?How, read that, what's that verse, 21.
No sin to be sin, so that in him might be the righteousness of God.
That we might be, in him become the righteousness of God. In Christ, we are declared as righteous as Christ himself.
所以呢，使那无罪的话，替我们成为罪，就是在十字架上那一刻呢，耶稣他本来是没有罪的，但是呢，在那一刻在父神眼里，他就成为那罪，是因为我们的罪。然后呢，这样的结果呢，就是我们在耶稣基督里，在神眼里呢，就成为义了。
Okay, so that's justification, where we are declared righteous.
这就是第一个层面的救恩的意思，这就叫做称义的意思。
Now sanctification.
然后看成圣。
That is a process by which God delivers us moment by moment from the power of sin and is conforming us to the image of His Son.
所以这就是神在每一刻每一刻的进展的，它是一个动态进展的过程中，让我们从罪的权势下、能力下被救出来，越来越像他的圣子耶稣基督。
Hebrews 10:14.
希伯来十章十四节。
Hebrews 10:14.
希伯来书十章十四节。
Read it in the English too for me.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。Because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
It's that last phrase that we're look at today. There's two parts to that verse. Sanctification, there's positional and there's practical sanctification. That may be an introduction to something that's very confusing, but it shouldn't be.
所以有地位上的成圣啊，是有过程里的成圣。地位上的成圣呢，其实就是称义的意思。
See, just as there's a past, present, and future in sanctification, in salvation, there's also past, present, and future in sanctification.
所以就像有那个救恩是有三个时态一样， 成圣也是有三个时态。
But what we're looking at today is practical sanctification.
所以呢，我们今天看见的是，操作意义上的成圣，其实就是。
Practical meaning my life right here and now.
就是我现在在这里，现在在进行的生命，其实就现在。
Where we have needs.In our own personal lives, what is God doing for us?
就是我们有在我们的生命里有自己的需要啊，神怎么样来帮助我？
So we know that in the future we have that offering has perfected us forever.
因为我们知道在未来呢，这样的一个献祭啊，会让我们得以完全。
We're creatures of time. God exists in eternity.
这个的区别就在于呢，我们是在时空里的，神是在永恒里的。
The past and the future are all one to Him.
因为在神眼里是没有过去、现在、将来的。
Once you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved and saved forever.
你信靠耶稣基督那一刻，你就得救，而且永恒里的得救，因为在他眼里是没有时间的。
Because the sacrifice was perfect.And God showed His approval of that sacrifice by raising Jesus from the dead, and now He's at God's right hand there for us.
因为祭物是完全的，就是耶稣基督，所以神悦纳了这祭物呢，显明就是他把耶稣基督从死里复活三天后，然后现在他坐在父神的右边。
So by that one offering, He's perfected forever those who are, but in time.We who are being sanctified moment by moment by moment.
所以在永恒里呢，他一次献祭结完成了，这就是称义了。但是在时间里，一刻又一刻又一刻，我们是在不断的往前进成圣。
And the process of sanctification is done by the Holy Spirit.
所以这样的一个成圣，时间里成圣的过程是由圣灵来带着我们。
And it's through the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, conforming us into the image of God.
它是通过神的话，借着神的灵的工作，把我们做成或者一点一点在时间里做成神的样式。
Do you understand that?
大家理解这个过程吗
？It's not.I'm going to be a better person from now on.
它并不是一个我说我信了以后，从现在开始我要做一个好人，不是这个概念。
And I'm never going to lose my temper again.
然后我从现在开始，我昨天得救，我今天开始，我再也不发脾气了。不是这样。
哈哈哈。Not much hope of that.
然后他就开玩笑，他说哈哈哈，这不可能的。
What do I say, Lord, Lord, help me by the Holy Spirit.I pray to Him to help me.
所以我们应该怎么样祷告呢？我们说，主啊，借着你的圣灵帮助我，我愿意啊，求你帮助我，把我变成基督的样式。
My great high priest at God's right hand is he prays for me too.
然后我的在高天至高神右边的大祭司耶稣，他也在替我代求。
And as I read in the scriptures about all that Christ has done for me.
然后我就看见圣经里哦，基督为我做的一切。
I'm convicted of my getting angry, and I confess it to the Lord.
我也的确看见我会发脾气，然后我也跟神认了。
He forgives me.
他就饶恕我。
And you know, moment by moment, I'm being changed into the same image as Jesus.
然后呢，你会发现随着时间的推移，我就一点一点一点越来越像基督。
That's called growing in grace.
这就叫做在恩典里成长的意思。
Now, a good question here. What does sanctification mean to you? Anybody got a good definition, a good short definition of sanctification?
谁能说成圣的意义对我是什么？有没有一个简短的回答？
Like Jesus. More like Jesus.
就越来越像基督。
That's the effect of sanctification.
这是成圣的结果，的确是这
样。What's a simple definition of sanctification? A very simple thing. If you get this definition, you will have no problems with it anymore.
一个简单的定义。
与纯粹
the same means sanctification, means being holy. Yeah, the same thing. But I want to, what does it mean?
Die to sin and live to God.
Well, that's what sanctification does, all right.
Glorify God.
Glorify God? Yes, that's a sanctified person is going to glorify God. That's true. But what does it mean? You ladies know what sanctification means. In your dish cupboard at home.
家里那个放碟子的盆里啊,
you have some sanctified dishes.
你有一些成圣的碟子,
these are special dishes that you set before your honored guests. The dog doesn't get to eat off those plates.
你不会拿着碟子去给人家宠物吃, the less and less thin. She said, she answered your question is less and less thin.
Yes, that's the effect of sanctification.
这是结果.
But the word itself means very simply to set apart.
所以成圣这个词呢, 特别简单的一个解释就是分别开来.
That's all it means.
这就是成圣的意思,
just like you set certain dishes apart for special use, God sets us apart from sin to conformity to His Son.
所以一样的, 就像你在家里留一些特别的碟子来为了请一些尊贵的客人 单独用的, 神也是把他的孩子从最终分别出来,
Now, a companion thought to being set apart for something means also to set apart from something.
所以分别出来为一个目的, 这是一个角度, 另一个角度呢, 它也是从一个大的, 群里面把它分出来, 就是有分出来的过程, 也有为一个目的的过程, 这两个是一体的, 是一个意思。
So whenever you come to the word sanctify, holiness, or dedication, the idea of dedicating something, think of the simple meaning to be set apart either from something, with, in the case of evil, being set apart from evil, and being set apart for something useful.
所以成圣的就是从最终把我们分出来，然后用作一个圣洁、荣耀为神的目的，就是这么一个过程。
So, by one offering, he says, we've been sanctified or set apart forever.
所以他这里说呢, 他一次献上呢, 我们就永远成圣, 就是献祭一次做完, 得救以后呢, 我们在未来就是要进行这个出来, 然后为了神的功, 而做目的的这么一个过程, 就是成圣。
God has set us apart to be glorified with His Son, to be like the Son.
所以呢, 这个目的是什么呢? 就是第三个了, 就是 glorification, 就是, 得, 像他的孩子一样, 像他的圣子基督一样, 就是得荣耀。
Now the examples that different ones were giving about sanctification was the effect of sanctification.
我们刚才讲到的, 每个人提到的, 那都是成圣之后自然出来的结果。
But this is the act of sanctification.
但是成圣这个动作, 其实就是神把人从最终分出来, 为了他荣耀的目的, 这就是成圣。
God sets us apart from sin and sets us for His Son.
所以我们从最终被分出来, 为了神的圣子, 成圣。
Now, to be saved, salvation from the power of sin is practical sanctification. That moment by moment, the Holy Spirit is conforming us more into the image of Christ. And that is, we're being saved from that inner power of sin, and we are being made more like Christ. We are being sanctified or set apart each moment we live.
所以这个现在时态的得救是从罪的权势中，其实就像我们原来是在罪的权柄之下，然后我们从这里面呢，一点一点，一刻一刻，一天一天的，我们出来，出来呢，出来，你从里面出来，你总要去一个方向，去到哪，就是越来越像耶稣基督。
Now, we could spend a long time on this very practical thing.
所以这是一个非常应用的过程啊，应用其实就是每一天的，这是一个非常长的时间，从我们得救的那一刻一直到从我们称义的那一刻一直到见主面。
Because when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive the power of the Holy Spirit at that time.
因为你接受耶稣基督的救恩的那一刻呢，圣灵你也接进来。
Now we don't need to call down the Spirit from above.
所以我们不需要再从天上啊，把这个神的灵呼召下来，不需要。
The Christian needs to yield to the Spirit from within.
所以基督徒要做的，其实只是向里面已经有的那个圣灵呢谦卑，这是我们要做的。That
is, if you have the Spirit, if you belong to Christ, you have the Spirit indwelling you.
因为你信的那一刻呢，圣灵就住在你里面了，所以你需要对里面的圣灵啊要谦卑。
And just as the power of the risen Christ raised Jesus from the dead by the Spirit of holiness, so we have that same power indwelling us.
就像这样的圣灵的能力能使耶稣基督从死里复活，那我们也有同样的这个灵啊住在我们里面。
And as we yield to that power of the Holy Spirit, we're being saved from the power of our indwelling sin.
所以当我们每时每刻把自己的主权交给里面的圣灵的时候呢，我们就在走这时间里不断成圣的路，越来越活出神的样式。Now
we all have this struggle throughout life.
我们一生都有这样的挣扎。We
fight against the old nature.
所以挣扎就是呢，我们要顺服神的灵，就得跟我们的肉体征战。
And oftentimes we get frustrated because we don't seem to make any headway.
因为我们很多时候会很沮丧，因为总是失败。And
we get discouraged.
然后就很沮丧。Sometimes
we even may doubt that we're actually saved because we say, well, why am I still sinning?
所以我们有的时候甚至会到一个程度，我们会怀疑我真的有没得救，因为我还是老是犯罪。And
so that the our great high priest is there. He's going to save us from the very power of sin and carry us through.
所以当我们顺服里面的灵的圣灵的时候呢，我们的祷告啊，高天之上的大祭司耶稣就是会替我们代求了，然后神的能力就会带着我们走完这成圣的路，而且是得胜的。
And one day, when Jesus comes.
有一天当耶稣再来的时候,
or our lives end and we die and our souls go to be with Christ.
或者呢，耶稣没有来，我在地上的日子走完了，我死了，我要见主面了。We
will be saved from the very presence of sin.
那在那一刻呢，我们就会从什么状态下救出来？是从罪的环境里救出来。And
that's at a future time.
这是一个未来的，因为今天我们在这里都还没有看见这一刻。And
then we will be in His image, glorified.
然后那一刻，我的灵呢，跟我的肉体分开的时候，就会完全是耶稣的样式。Colossians
chapter 3 verse 5.
我们看这个里面的经文是什么？就是哥罗西书的3章5节。
Chapter 3, verse 5. Colossians, yeah. Put it down there. Verse 5?
Yeah.
Verse 4.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
第四节。
Colossians 3 verse 4. Who's going to read that?
Yeah. 哥罗西书三章四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
Right. Right now, Christ is our life. That's, he is the power that's living and indwells us by the Spirit.
所以现在呢，耶稣的确是我们的生命，他是我们借着我们里面的灵活出来的这个唯一的力量。三章四节，哥罗西书三章四节。
But when he appears,
所以当他会再显现的时候呢，
we are going to be changed into the same image of Christ.
我们就会被改变成像耶稣一样的模式了，一样的样式。
And then we will appear with him in glory because we will be glorified.
所以我们会跟他一同在荣耀里显现，那时候我们就得荣耀了。
So don't give up hope.
所以不要放掉希望盼望。
You're not glorified yet.
因为你还没得着荣耀呢，还在地上。
But you've been justified.
但是你已经称义了，信的那一刻。
You're being sanctified.
然后你现在正在成圣的路上。
Someday you're going to be glorified.
终有一天你会得着荣耀的。这就是三层的意思。
Now what we'll do is we'll take an early break and then we'll look at some examples to nail this all down. So I'm going to give you an exercise and a test.
那我们今天呢稍微早一点，提早一点休息，然后我们等会早点开始，然后下个半场呢，我们就把很多的经文拿出来，一个一个放到这三个里面的一个里面去哈，我们会把不同的经文拿出来。
And, before that, though, I don't know. Do you have anything right now, or do you want?
Maybe I'll.
Okay. Okay. 我们一起做个结束的祷告。那天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这宝贵的真理，让我们明白得救、称义、成圣、得荣耀的意思。父啊，求您让我们真的里面有确据和平安。做那最重要的决定，接受基督成为我个人的救主啊，在您面前啊就算为义。也求您带着我们每一个已经得救的人，能够在成圣的路上，靠着圣灵啊有谦卑啊有力量。感谢主，祝福我们以后的应试，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。我们再一个开始的祷告吧。天上的父，谢谢您。求您带领我们下半场的时间，我们把时间和我们的心思意念都交在您的手中，求您的圣灵教导我们，开我们的心，让我们真明白得救成圣称义的荣耀的真理。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Maybe I can just mention a few things before we get started again. I'll use Eric's diagram here and said.
Might as well be professional.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll get out of the way.
When we talk about saved from the penalty of sin, okay, God will not, when we're saved, God will not judge us for our sins because he has judged his son already. But we will, that doesn't mean that we're going to be saved from the consequences of our sins. So if you're driving along too fast, beyond the speed limit, you get a ticket for $150, you have to pay that ticket. God's not going to save you from paying that ticket.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们是从罪的审判和惩罚中被救出来哈，这是在神眼里我们已经称义了。但是呢，神不会把我们说从罪的后果里面救出来。比方说呢，我开车，我超速了。然后呢，这件事情我犯罪，我得罪了神，神是在他的眼里呢，耶稣基督已经替我赎了，因为我信的那一刻呢，这罪就赎了。但是呢，同时警察也找到你了，给了你一张150块钱的罚单，你得自己去交罚单啊，这叫罪的后果。
So in this life, when we make mistakes, sometimes we make mistakes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. But whatever mistakes we make, we will have to pay for them. But do you know something? God is gracious. And many times I've noticed in my life, when I make mistakes unconsciously, God usually helps me through those mistakes.
And 所以神呢知道我们在地上的软弱哈，所以我们也在地上犯罪的时候的有两种的可能，一种是有意的，有一种是无意的。所以当我们真的他说呢，神非常有恩典，他说他这一生呢看见他做了很多错事，当他是无意的呢，神真的也把他从这个苦难中救出来。
And you know, because God loves us so much, when we make mistakes, God wants us to learn from our mistakes, so we don't make them over and over and over again. So He wants us to learn. So if God stops me from falling down, I won't know what it is to fall down and scratch my knees and feel the pain of my mistake.
所以我们一生会犯很多的错误，所以神呢总是会让我们在这个错误里呢不断的学习啊，就像你带一个孩子，然后呢你总是不让他摔跤，永远他没有摔的话呢，他是学不到很多道理的啊，你得让他那摔了，然后他知道哦，那个腿疼的划破了，这些经历他都有了，这个对他的学习远比你就是始终拦着他一次跤都不摔，他学的东西要多得多。
Okay, that's good. So we're saved from sin. God will not judge us for our sins. He has judged this son, but we will have to pay the consequences, the mistakes that we make. Now, saved from the power of sin. When Jesus talks and says that before we came to faith and trust in the salvation that God provided through His Son, before that we were slaves to sin. Okay? The sin was our slave master, and we listened to whatever that master said. So we sinned. But when we got saved, Christ took us away from that power. We are no sin is not our master anymore. Jesus Christ is our master.
所以第一个我们知道啊，是在神的审判中呢，耶稣基督成为了罪，替我们死了，所以我们在神眼里是不需要再付审判代价。第二个呢，罪的权势中救出来的时候，我们在得救以前，我们是一个什么状态呢？我们是罪的奴隶，这就意味着呢，罪是我的主人，那我没有办法靠着自己呢胜过任何的罪，我每次都是做同样的事，每次都做同样的事。但是我们得救了以后，成圣的路是一个什么状态呢？罪已经不再是我的主人了，我也不再是罪的奴仆，我的主人是谁呢？是耶稣基督。所以我们跟罪的关系呢，不是说我没有能力胜过他，我已经有了这个胜过他的能力，从哪来呢？就是从我们里面的圣灵来。
Okay, so He gives us that power over sin, and sometimes in our lives, we think that there's no way out. We have to sin, or we have to lie, or we have to do something, otherwise we're going to be in big, big trouble. But you know, God is gracious, and He'll provide a way out for us. Even in the most severe and serious situations that we get into in life, Christ will always provide a way out for us from that situation.
神的恩典还显明在呢，无论我们在生命中碰到多大的难题啊，他总是会给我们开一条路能走出来。就是呢，这个是他在他的权柄里，他已经胜过罪了，所以他不会让你在这个罪的权势下就走投无路，没有的。他是环境的主，他最后总是能开一条路，让你能够走出来。
Okay, so sin does not control us anymore.
罪再也不控制我们。这点是第二个里面特别重要的一个概念。
It's the Holy Spirit that's inside us. Okay.He's the one that controls us. He's the one who leads us and guides us and teaches us and loves and, you know, takes care of us.
就是在我们得救前是罪在我们里面掌权的，得救以后呢是圣灵在我们里面掌权，所以我们的生命在得救以后呢是圣灵在掌控你未来的方向。
And this word sanctification that we were talking about, Eric was saying that we are sanctified or we're separated from the world and we're separated to Christ. So,We are not of this world anymore. We belong to Christ. We are separated from this world to Christ. It's just like before we got married, Jazz and I. She was just another person in the world, like other women, many, many different women in the world. And I was just another man in the world. But when we got married, she was not like anybody else in the world. We've got married, she's my wife, and I am her husband. So when we are set apart to Christ, He is our husband, and we are His wife.
所以成圣这个意思，就像艾瑞克刚才讲的，我们是从世界里分别出来，单独归给基督。这就像什么？就像婚姻一样。那他说，他举他自己的例子啊，他说他和 Jess 结婚，在他们结婚之前呢，他在世界里 ，Jess 也在世界里。结婚的时候呢，是 Jess 从世界诸多的人当中出来，然后他也是单独出来，为了这个婚姻。那他们在一起呢，是很分别出来为了这一个婚姻。那耶稣呢，我们是分别出来成为耶稣的新娘，耶稣是新郎，所以教会是新娘。这就是圣经的对这件事情的比喻啊。
And as you grow in this separation, you know, we're told that the things of this world grow strangely dim. The things that I used to be interested in before, as I was growing, the things that I was interested in, I loved cars. I loved sports cars. I loved fast cars. I loved motorcycles. But as time went by, as I got more and more separated to Christ, all those things were not important to me anymore. I have a car, 1970, an old car that I used to love. We bought this car when we got married, and I loved that car. And I used to take it out after I parked it. I'd wash it every weekend, and I'd fix it. I'd take it for a drive, and I'd run it really hard, race it, and everything else. I haven't touched that car for 15 years now. It's sitting in the garage because it's not important to me anymore. Those things, I used to have a motorcycle. I don't have a motorcycle. I don't do those kind of things. I'm not interested in those kind of things.
所以呢，他说这时候会发生一个人是发生一个什么变化，在成圣的路上，就是世界在你里面哈，越来越轻，越来越小，越来越弱。他就用他自己来举一个例子啊，他说他得救前呢，他特别喜欢的车，各种快的车啊，跑车，甚至摩托车啊，你很难想象自己的喜欢摩托车啊，然后对，然后他说呢，他有个1970年在那个很好的一辆，可能是个跑车啊，然后他特别喜欢那个车，然后每次呢又擦了，又弄了，又维修了，他开出去转一圈了。他说你知道吗？我已经15年没碰那个车了，就还待在他的车库里到现在啊。他说原因就是呢，你在成圣的路上呢，这些事情随着你啊越来越分别出来，越来越像基督，就那边的力量越来越弱了，就你越来越从里面离那些东西远了，离基督近了。
Those things are called the pride of life. And I know that these prides of life, these things that we really loved, they're very temporary. You know, if you're 90 years old, you can't ride a motorcycle anymore. And, you know, there are things that are going to happen in life. But everything in life is temporary. Every day is a new day, okay? It's all going to pass away. But the things that are eternal...Okay, the Lord has given me wisdom and He's given me grace to realize that I should be interested in things that are eternal. I'm interested in learning what my eternal life with Christ is going to be like. And that's what I want to learn about. I want to learn about He will be the husband and the church will be the bride of Christ. And we want to learn our position in Christ and what the future is going to hold for us and how much...You know, life is going to be more precious there.
所以在它里面呢，什么更越来越感兴趣呢？就是了解永恒的事。所以在这里你会看见呢，刚才世界的东西有个特点，它是短暂的。就比方说呢，你不管怎么样，你90岁也骑不了摩托车了。为什么呢？因为随着时间的推移，你离这样东西只会越来越远，不会越来越近。这是一个自然必然有的状态，就是世界的东西总是短暂的。那神就让我们离开世界呢，其实让我们离开那必然消亡。必然短暂的东西，去追求什么呢？去追求那永恒的、永不灭亡、持守到永远的。这就是呢，我们才会从里面去想要了解耶稣基督，因为他是永恒的，才想要了解永生，想要了解神的话。所以，这个对我们来说是一个非常有意义的转变。 因为呢，无论我们愿不愿意，我们本来在世界想要的东西，随着时间的推移，每一个新的一天，我都是离它越来越远。
You see, when God took the people of Israel out of Egypt, they were in slavery. They were slaves to Egypt. He released them. He freed them from the slavery, and he took them out of that slavery, and he sanctified them and took them into a desert place for 40 years. He was with them. Just them and God. He provided their every need. He took care of everything. He taught them by his servant Moses. You would think that they wouldn't have any excuse why not to believe God. But because the sin was still in their hearts, that hasn't changed. But we are going to be taken away from the presence of sin. There will be no more sin. We will be just like Christ. We will be like him. Never to know the presence of sin, never to want to sin, but only to love our Master and our Savior.
这个就像犹太人被摩西带了出埃及的过程。出埃及的之前呢，他们是谁的奴隶呢？是法老的奴隶。这就像我们在得救前是罪的奴隶一样，他是完全没有自由。所以犹太人出埃及的整个过程，就是我们基督徒一个途径，得救、成圣和最后得荣耀、进迦南，就是这么一个形象的比方。那他出埃及的时候，他出了法老的权势，就是出了罪的权柄，然后呢进到了旷野，他待了40年，就像我们成圣的路也是几十年。那旷野在干什么呢？上帝云柱火柱的带着他们，给他们吃，给他们喝，又用借着摩西教导他们话语。那他们还是有很多软弱，还是会有很多跌倒。那时候什么？因为他的罪的肉体还在，那一代人整个一代都死在了旷野。那最终呢，进迦南的时候是什么？就是像得荣耀一样，就是我们已经完全脱去原来的救我，我们见到了神的，进到了神的同在的时候，罪的权势和罪的同在就都没了。
Not only is he going to give us a glorified nature, but he is also going to give us a glorified body.
所以他不但会给我们一个荣耀的本性哈。还会再给我们一个荣耀的身体，也就复活了。
We will be most blessed.
对，我们真是很蒙福啊，到那一天。
Yeah. I want to encourage you in these teachings and what we're learning that you know some people are just saying to Lang they have their iPads and their iPhones and that and they're just reading the scriptures from their phones and that and from their iPads. We are creatures that you know we forget things.But I see many people are writing down, and you're writing notes, and when you look back on your notes again, you will remember when Eric asked you, what's the definition of sanctification? What does it mean? What does salvation mean? What is the definition of salvation? You have it written down in your book. So you remember it, you read it over. If Eric asks you again, what does it mean? What does salvation mean?What does sanctification mean? What does glorification mean? You got it written down, and then you remember.
所以他说他很欣慰啊，看大家经常会记，这是很好的习惯。就是我们把不同的内容记下来呢，这些都是非常重要的神学真理啊。那我们就是我们就好记性不如烂笔头嘛，对，我们都把它记下来。等下次当我们再看到这个词的时候呢，我们就知道哎这个词的意思是什么。
So Lord bless you on that. Okay, Eric, we can continue on here.
Okay, now the fun is over.
Time to get to work.
You enjoyed Jeep going over this. Now you're going to suffer.
好的，现在我要给你们一些题目做做了啊。
Very good.Okay, now I've got what we're going to do. It's going to be an exercise.
做点练习。
We're going to look up a scripture. I'm going to give you a scripture. And you're going to tell me, or tell everyone, whether it's past, present, or future.
然后你把它放在三个过去、现在、将来的三个时态里面一个。
Then this is salvation. We're going back to the basics here.
那我们还是回到救恩了。
And remember what salvation means?
你都记得救恩是什么？意思是什么
？You've forgotten already.
就已经忘了吗
？Deliverance, right? that Jeet gave us the good illustration that we were slaves of sin, but now we've been delivered from the slavery of sin and the penalty of sin as well.
就是我们从原来是罪的奴仆的状态下被救出来，进到免除审判和惩罚的罪的惩罚的这个状态。
Okay.
好，我们来看一下。
Does everybody know what we're doing?
好，我们现在开始哈，大家都知道我们要做什么了。
Okay. Here's one. First one.
第一个。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
以弗所书的二章八节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
以弗所书二章八节。这里有一个得救出来了啊。
Okay, long read that verse for us.
Okay.以弗所书二章八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。 For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Okay, now what is the tense there?
这是哪一个？
Past. Where, that's an easy one. See, I'll give you an easy one.
这个很容易啊。这是过去的。
Ephesians 2 verse 8. For by grace you have been saved. So that's easy. That's an easy one.
这是一个简单的。
Well, that's very good. I must commend you. That's good enough. That's pretty good. Okay, how about Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
And verse 11,
十三章的十一节，
the last half of the verse,
十一节的后半段，
Romans 13:11b,
就是罗马书十三章十一节的后半段。罗马书十三章十一节说，再者你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
Victoria has the answer.
Present.
You mean to say that their salvation, it sounds like it's still future. Is that past, present, or future?
过去、现在还是将来？
What's the context?
这个上下文在讲什么？
还没到呀。
对呀、啊。
Yeah.
那就是什么？
Future. 将来。
Future.
I think the night is near.
Right.
是将来吗？还是在讲将来的事吗？
It's yet future. Our salvation, because he's telling them, isn't he not? Is he not? That our salvation is coming.
他是在讲我们得救还没有完全，还没有到。他是讲未来的，这就是第三个。对，还没发生，这件事还没有发生。
Our salvation is near in time.That is, he's speaking about time there.
他在上下文，你看，他是在讲时间里的未来。
So, Romans.
罗马书十三章的十一节啊。
Okay, the next one is Matthew 1:21. Matthew 1:21.
马太一章二十一节。马太一章二十一节。马太福音一章二十一节。
Matthew 1:21. We'll get long to read that.
好，我来帮大家读啊，马太福音一章二十一节，他也就是玛利亚要将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
This is a tricky one.
这个有点难了。
Past.
All the three. All past, present, and future.
Wow, good. Oh, boy, that's good. We need a new category.
所以这个单选变多选了。对，它是 ABC 三个都是，这是一个多选题。三个都是，三个，因为他在讲耶稣的拯救，耶稣的拯救是三个都是。
Okay, very good.
很好。
That was a good one. No, I thought I would have you on that. I thought I'd trick you on that one, but no way.
他说他本来做老师想要给大家设个陷阱。
Okay, what about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5?
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章。
Verses 8 and 9.
五章的八节和九节。帖撒罗尼迦在提多书前面。
First Thessalonians 5:8-9.
哥罗西书后面，前书五章，五章八节。八节和九节
，nine，yeah，eight and nine，
八节和九节。贴前五章八节和九节。
Take
some time for them.
Yeah.
If I think we belong to the day, right? Let us teach our salvation to our people. Right? 看见了吗？我帮大家读一下啊。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
So he's talking about the hope of salvation.
这里在说呢，得救的盼望。
Does that, what is he referring to there?
他在说什么？
Future.
Future.
Absolutely. But there's a question here. And something that you may have a question about when you read the scriptures and you come across the word hope, the Christian's hope.
所以有的时候我们会读到这个词啊，叫基督徒的盼望。
Now, the world has hopes, but they're uncertain hopes.
世界也有盼望，但是盼望不确实，不确定。
Because they are based upon a human's fulfilling those hopes or some fate that they might or might not come to pass.
因为人的盼望会锚在人自己的努力，或者说呢一些人不能控制的命运上面，这就是人盼望的现状。
But the Christian hope is a different kind of hope.
那基督徒的盼望是完全不同的。
It's a hope that doesn't depend upon us.
因为这样的盼望不是基于我们自己。
But it depends upon the word of God, the promise of God.
基于神的话，神的应许。
And God who can never fail.If he promises something, and you hope that in that, it will come to pass.
所以呢，神是永不失败、永不食言的。所以这就意味着，当你的盼望 刚好就是神应许给你的，这个盼望就会一定成真。
Hope for the Christian is not some uncertain thing in the future, but it is a reality that they're looking forward to.
所以基督徒的盼望呢，只要他盼望的是神所应许的，这就不是不确定的，而是未来一定会发生的事实。
Because it's based upon the one who made, created the heavens and the earth.
因为这是基于那一个创造天地万有的至高神。
So the evidence of his faithfulness is everywhere to be seen.
所以他的信实啊，是在我们身边随处可见的。
He'll never lie.
因为他从不谎撒谎。
So that's why in Hebrews, chapter 4, it says that we have a hope which is an anchor of the soul.
所以希伯来书四章说，我们有这样的盼望，就是我们灵魂的锚啊。
So that's, I think, if we go to Hebrews chapter 4, keep your finger in 1 Thessalonians.
这里我们不要翻走啊，我们稍微快一点，很快看一下这句话，希伯来的四章。
Trying to find that now. Where is that? Seven. Oh, six. Chapter six.
6章的十九节 19, right?
19, yes.
希伯来书六章十九节
We have this hope as an anchor of for the soul, firm and secure.It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf.
我们有着指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内，做先锋的耶稣。对。
And in verse 18, you get some of the context. God, who cannot lie, has promised.
所以十八节有一些上下文啊，说那个。这个应许是一个不说谎的上帝给出来的。
So when we come back to our verse in 1 Thessalonians,
接前的这两节经文
we have that phrase, the hope of salvation.
所以我们这里有一个词叫得救的盼望。
That isn't like the world's hope that maybe, perhaps, we might eventually obtain salvation.
这不是世界的那种盼望，说可能、也许、最终、大概我们可以得救，不是这样的。
The hope of salvation is that God has promised, and He'll never break that promise.
所以神得救的应许，就是他永远不会不持守，就是他一定会实现的这样的一个应许。
And just like an anchor for a ship must hold, otherwise the ship will go to its ruin.
这就像一个船的锚啊，它牢牢锁住这个船，船就不会飘走。
So we have the anchor of our souls is the promise of God.
所以我们有我们的灵魂的锚就是神的应许。
And here he promises what?
他这里应许了什么呢？
He promises the hope of salvation.
他应许了得救的盼望。
That is future glorification.
这就是未来了。
He is going to bring us home.
他一定会把我们带回家的。
So this is.Was it First Thessalonians?
所以，提出了一下前书五章八节，这个是未来的。
Eight and nine, is it?
Yeah, eight and nine.
Very good. Now he calls it a helmet of salvation.
他把这个管座叫做头盔。救恩的头盔。
He gives us a word picture so that we might remember what that means.
他给了我们一个世界的词来做比喻啊，让我们能够形象的记住。
And a helmet is what? For to protect the head.、Right?
头盔都是保护头的嘛。
Because in a battle, the head is exposed, and one blow to the head can put you out of the battle.
所以在打仗的时候呢，头都是暴露出来的。所以呢，只要有对头有一击呢，你就没了。
Now the coming of Christ, the promised coming of Christ for the church, it's it anchors the soul and it protects the mind, the heart and mind of the Christian.
所以对于未来得救的盼望啊，它这个锚就像什么？它是保护我们的心思意念、理智、情感。
The one who promised that he's coming is coming.
那个应许他要来的就一定会来。
And we are going to see him.
那我们总是会见到他的。
Now the timing is another thing.
所以时间点是另外一回事啊。
But we're taught in Scripture to expect his return at any time.
所以我们在旧圣经里呢，是被告知要随时准备他再来。
Now consider this.
想一想这个事。
Some people teach that Jesus is going to come at the end of tribulation, that the church has to go through a time of trouble and testing.
有的教导呢，有的教会的教导说呢，基督徒要经过整个的大灾难的时期啊，然后到耶稣在最后的大灾难末尾再来的时候，基督徒那时候才跟他相见。
Now the church has always gone through testing and trials.
教会在地上的时候一直是有各种的试炼和试验。
But this is the testing that's going to come in the future is those are trials. It's called the Great Tribulation, such as never been seen on the earth.
那最终末世要来的那个大灾难呢，是从来没有经历过世上的那特别大的一次。
And there, the wrath and anger of God is going to be poured out on those who resist Him.
在那一次呢，神的愤怒啊，是会倾倒在地上拒绝他的人身上。
Now, the helmet of salvation, or I'm sorry, let me. Those people, those Christians that are taught that the church has to go through the great tribulation, what they will be doing is they'll be looking for the signs of the coming King to earth in power.To reign on earth.
所以对于那个期待啊，期待什么呢？期待耶稣，我们要经过大灾难才能见到耶稣的人呢？其实他们期待耶稣来的时候是带着权柄、审判、力量来毁灭，来做王的这样的一个时刻。
But the Christian is not to be looking for signs.
但是基督徒并不是在。
We're looking for the Savior.
我们不是在等候这样的这种神迹了，其实我们是在等救主，对不对？
We're listening for the sound of his shout from heaven.
我们是要听到天上从天上来的那号角的声音。
The church will not go through the tribulation.
所以教会是不会经历最终的大灾难的，灾前会被提走。
We may suffer persecution, but that's nothing compared to what's going to happen.When the wrath of the Lamb is poured out upon the earth.
虽然我们在地上也经历很多试炼和试验，但是和那七年里大灾难的这个程度相比，这是完全不能比的。
So the helmet of salvation it protects the mind, doesn't it?
所以这救恩的头盔啊，其实是保护了我们的思想的，就是我们不会去惧怕未来我们要经历的事。
And so the peace of God will protect your hearts and minds.Until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Scripture.
从神来的平安呢，会保守你的心思意念，直到你灾前被主接走，或者你在地上离开的日子。
Because if you believe or think that the church has to go through the tribulation, you'll be living in fear.
如果你一直相信的是教会一定会经历那大灾难，其实你常有惶恐。
And in a battle, the last thing you want is to be afraid.
所以那你一直在打一场仗就是什么呢要胜过你的恐惧啊，这个是非常
Because you'll act irrationally, you won't make proper decisions.
然后你在恐惧里你就没办法正常的来做事了。
But if you have the helmet of the hope of salvation, that he is coming at any moment, that keeps your mind oriented correctly.
所以这个时候你如果相信的是什么他会在任何时刻大灾难之前的任何时刻啊，他会来接你走你是非常喜乐的等这个时刻啊，你就像戴上了这个头盔一样你是一无挂虑的向着标杆直跑这是很轻松的一个状态
And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, Paul says, will keep not only your hearts, but also your minds until the day of Christ Jesus. That is his coming.
所以从耶稣基督来的平安啊，会保守你的心怀意念，就不但是你的思想，也有你的心，你就不再惧怕了。
So that's a little about the hope.
所以我们展开讲了一点，讲了一点救恩的盼望是什么意思。
It's absolutely certain.
这当然是确实的。
The hope for the Christian is a certain, real event that is going to take place.
所以我们的盼望是一定会未来发生的一件事才是真正的盼望。
Okay.
不是一种愿望，它是时间上会发生的。
Romans 5 and 10.
罗马书五章十节。
Romans 5 verse 10.
罗马书五章十节。罗马书五章十节。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
Right. Verse 9, right?
10. You said 10?
No. Verse 9. Oh, verse 10, sorry.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read the verse 10. Yeah, for if, when we were God's enemies. Yeah,
well, I guess we could do verse 9 too.
我们也可以看九节也是。
And we want to discuss this one verse. Okay, first of all, we've been justified by his son. Past tense, right? Have been justified.
所以第九节是肯定是过去的，对不对？我们是倚靠着他的血称义了。
God has declared us what?
神已经宣称了我们什么？
To be justified means to be declared. Who said that? 100%.
就是称义，就是宣称
okay.
有是义的。
How much more shall we be saved from God's wrath? What's that? Verse 9.
就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Shall we've been talking about the great tribulation? That's the wrath of God. We'll be saved from that.
所以这就是大灾难，我们不会经历大灾难，因为那是神的愤怒啊！神不会把愤怒倾倒在他的孩子身上。
Isn't that future?
所以这是不是未来呢？是的。
Right? And then in chapter 10 or verse 10, we find something else.
那第十节呢？我们看见一些不同的内容。
For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son.How much more having been reconciled, that's something in the past, we've been, right? Shall we be saved through his life? Now, where does that fit?
对，我们过去的已经看见了，就是免除他的愤怒，是因为我们借着信称义了。但是后半段讲啥意思？十节的后半段，借着他的生得救了，这是什么？哪一个？
I hear future, I hear present. Anybody else? You know, cover all the bases?
Cover all. 有选，有多选的哈，有单选的，有时候过去，有时候现在，有时候未来的。后半段，我们再讲后半段，就是既已和好，就因他的生得救了。这个得救是什么？
You can see it's a little difficult, isn't it, sometimes? Because in some one sense, it could refer to all three. Right?
有一点难哈，某种程度它的确是讲到了三个。
But what is Paul, if you read the book of Romans and follow his arguments through, it's going to fit in the present time, because he were saved by his resurrected life and him at the right hand of God.
所以你如果读了保罗整个罗马书的上下文，你就知道这是在讲第二个啊，就是现在的这个状态。你回到罗马书的上下文，你知道这个五章十节的下后半段是在讲成圣的这个状态，就是现在时的状态。
So some of these are a little bit hard to differentiate, but that is probably the thought that is in Paul's mind.That he ever lives to make intercession for us. We are saved by his life. We're being saved, as it were, by his life.
这里在讲什么呢？耶稣现在已经复活了，坐在父神的右边为我们代求。所以这样的一个状态，因为他的活，一直在替我们代求，带着我们走地上成圣的路。这是一个不断往前进的过程。
We live because he lives.If he didn't live, we wouldn't live.
如果我们活是因为他活着，他如果没有复活的，我们其实没有意义。
Okay, Ephesians 1:13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians 1:13.
一章十三节。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
一章十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了圣应许的圣灵为印记。
Would you put that in past?
过去吗？
All three. The gospel of yours, you heard the gospel of your salvation. Now, this, it's interesting that you're probably all right. The reason I say that is because when I first became a believer,The only thing I was worried about is my sin.
就我，也许你们都对啊，因为我在刚得救的时候呢，我第一唯一担心的最重要的事情就是我的罪。
I didn't understand this.
我甚至不理解第二个现在时态的意思是什么。
A little bit, and this I understood a little bit about that maybe there's a heaven too, but I knew that I needed my sins forgiven.
所以也许第三个我也了解一点点，但是我最感兴趣或者最想得的是第一个。
So for me, that was the, it was in the past. I heard the gospel of salvation, but dimly, it was all three. You understand what I mean?
所以我很清楚的知道是第一个，但是呢，我很模糊的呢，其实三个在我脑子里都有的。
So Phoebe, you were right.
所以呢，其实是三个都有的，就得救的福音。当我听见的时候呢，对我印象最深的，或者说我最渴求的，的确是第一个。但是呢，第二、第三个的概念在我脑子里多少也有一些。
Okay, Titus 3:5.
提多书的三章五节啊，提多书在比较后面。
Titus chapter 3 and verse 5.
在提摩太后书后面。三章五节，腓立门书前面。提多书三章五节。
This is an easy one.
对，这个是容易的哈。You may be a race.
Yeah.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们的自己的行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。第三章的五节， He saved us not because of righteous things we have done, but because of His mercy.
He saved us through the washing of rebirth.
He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. 乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Now the word saved is in both is twice there, isn't it?
这个得救救这个词在这讲了两次是吧？
Now the second time it's used is definitely talking about a past experience.
所以他这里在讲过去的一个经历，对吧？
So therefore we'll put that here. But the first instance, Titus 3:5.The first one that's mentioned, he talks about his salvation. That could mean the whole too, couldn't it?
所以这个第一个他讲的那个救恩也可以是整个的，是吧？所有的。
So the context. Remember, I had it written down here. Context, context, context.
所以记得我在说上下文吗？
If you want to know what something means, read what goes before and what comes after.And you get the bigger, broader context, and you'll find it'll be easier for you to understand.
所以你要找知道准确这个的意思呢，就看上面上文和下文，然后你就知道他想说什么。
Okay. How about, how about Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25?
希伯来书七章二十五节。
Hebrews 7:25.
希伯来书七章二十五节。
Hebrews 7:25.
希伯来书七章二十五节。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。因为他是长远活着替他们祈求的。Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
Oh, yes, a broad application. But what is the context there?
看上下文，看上下文。
Can you find a bigger context? What's the context he's speaking about?
Prince.
About him as the high priest, right? Who always lives to make intercession. Now, before you were saved, did the high priest intercede for you? No. After you're in heaven and glorified, do you need the high priest interceding for you? No.So it must refer to the present time. And this is the promise, is that he can save completely. That is, right to the time of glorification. The King James says he can save to the uttermost. The farthest you can go,He can save you in the present, right to the very, or from the present time, he can save you right to the very presence of God. He's got you covered.
对，所以这里是讲的现在的这个时态，因为我们得救前，他不为我们代求；见主面以后，也不需要为我们代求。所以一定是从我们得救到见主面之间的这段时间，不断成圣的现在的这段时间里，所以，这也是他的一个应许。所以他要完全哈、啊，就拯救到底哈、啊、的意思就是从现在到见得荣耀的这段时间里，他都会不停的为我们代求。他既开始了这功，一定会完成这功。
Romans 10:9，
罗马书的十章九节。
Romans 10:9。
罗马书十章九节是个非常著名的经文哈。罗马 书十章九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。 That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 这是哪一个三个里面？
Past Any other guesses?
All three?
Present? See, it's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because of the salvation has a beginning but no end. So it's a little tricky, right? So when does that... What are we talking about there? You could argue that he's talking to an unbeliever that if you believe, you will be saved. He's talking in the future, but he's looking back. In other words, it's very different. But we could put it down, I think, to all three, because the whole of salvation is included in that. Is there not? Romans 10 and 9? What do you think?
你如果可以站在未来的角度你看呢，可以把它放在是过去的时态里头，那你也可以把这个当做一个超越时空的这个角度呢，那它就是三个都有。
Okay, got a couple more here. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得前书一章五节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得前书一章五节。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
Okay, that's, I think that's an easy one, right?
这个简单了，这个简单。
Right? That's future, huh?
这就是未来了，这肯定是未来。
I got you an easy one there. Okay, here's another one. 1 Corinthians 1:18.
哥林多前书一章十八节。林前一章十八节。
First Corinthians 1:18.
林前一章十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。哥林多前书一章十八节。For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Notice the tense there now.
注意这个时态在这里。
Those that are being saved.
是正在得救。
Now, it has an application, past, present, and future.
你可以把它应用在一个三个都有的状态下。
But specifically,
但是特别在这里呢，他其实在提。
He's talking about those that are being saved moment by moment.
他在讲现在。
That's the power of God in the moment, right?
啊，神的大能。在你不停的胜过罪的权势里面显出来，
就
是现在的，就是现在。
Does everybody agree with that?
大家都认可吗？
Anybody disagree?
有没有不认可的？
We have a bouncer here. If you disagree, he'll take you and throw you out. You don't need to translate that one.
Yeah, I will not.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9a, the first part of the verse. 2 Timothy 1 verse 9.
提摩太后书，提摩太后书一章九节。1:9, right?
Yeah, and the first part of the verse.
前半段，一章九节的前半段。提后，提摩太后书一章九节， 神救了我们以圣召召我们不是按我们的行为乃是按他的旨意和恩典 Who has saved us and called us to a holy life not because of anything we have done but because of his own purpose and grace
That's an easy one, right?
这个容易了
Past tense.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Last one. Acts chapter 4:12.
好，最后一个。使徒行传四章十二节。使徒行传四章十二节也是一个很著名的经文哈。除他以外别无拯救因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救 Salvation is found in no one else for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved
All three, right?
三个都有对吧
He's talking very generally there Saved not only from the penalty of sin from judgmentSaved from the power of sin, no longer slaves to sin, and one day to be saved from the very presence of sin. Acts 4:12.
所以这是三个时态都有的哈。
Very good. You're good students.
你是很好的学生。
You can go on to the next grade.
可以。可以升级了。
We'll ask your brother Long now to just ask God's blessing upon us.
好，我们做一个今天结束的祷告。在天上的父，感谢赞美您，为这救恩，也为这从天来的话语，让我们明白这救恩。是啊，我们盼望我们，真的是把自己的信心和盼望基于那。神的应许就是灵魂的锚而不是我们自己私意的愿望是吧求您开我们的理解让我们接受这些真理明白接受也让它成为我们属灵的盼望谢谢您借着我们的信心祝福我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名阿门